A 73-year-old man suspected of gunning down five people at a condominium north of Toronto had a lengthy history of threatening members of the building's board and believed they had a conspiracy to systematically murder him, court documents and online posts indicate. York Regional Police said Francesco Villai killed three condo board members and two others at a Vaughan, Ont. high-rise on Sunday night while a sixth shooting victim, the wife of a board member, remained in hospital with serious injuries. Villai shot the victims in three different units in the building before an officer shot and killed him, police said. Court documents involving a man with the same name, who lived at the building where the shooting took place, indicate a long dispute with the condo board. Villai lived on the first floor of the building, in Unit 104, court documents show. He was set to return to court Monday as the board sought to have a judge find him in contempt for violating a previous order to not contact the board, to stop threatening its members and building staff and to cease posting about them on social media. The condominium wanted Villai gone. It sought a penalty from court to force him to sell and vacate his unit within 90 days, a factum filed in court by the condominium corporation last month said. Villai never made it to court. Just hours before the Sunday shooting, a man by the same name posted a video to Facebook. In it, the man identified himself as Francesco Villai, listed the address of the building where the shooting took place and said that he was a resident there. The video shows Villai calling a member of the condo board a monster, and alleging building owners, condo board members, lawyers and judges were conspiring against him. During the 16-minute video, glasses perched on his nose, he said everyone is working to destroy me. I will never become one of you, liars, demons, never, he said. There were about two dozen posts to the page since the start of December, many featuring videos of the same man talking about his battle with the condo board. In another video, posted Friday, he said he lives in Hitler's dungeon, and claimed energy from hydroelectricity was killing him. Court documents have said his unit was above an electrical room. Another post shows an image of what appears to be a doctor's note that reads Villai has a chronic obstructive lung disease. Villai said he worked as a home builder for 40 years and immigrated to Canada from Italy with his mother when he was 17. John Santoro, a resident of the building who said he knew the man, said Villai was a retired building developer who had been in a long brewing dispute with the condo board. I think he was someone who was failed by the system, said Santoro outside the condominium on Monday. For it to get to this level, I don't understand. In 2018, the condominium corporation took Villai to court seeking an order to have him cease his threatening, abusive, intimidating and harassing behavior towards the board members, property management, workers and residents, legal documents show. The board also wanted Villai to stop video and audio recording the board members and staff and stop posting those videos to his Facebook and Twitter accounts. Villai countersued and sought damages for $1 million. In 2019, Justice Paul Perrell ordered Villai to not make video or audio recordings of the board's members, management, residents or employees. The judge also ordered Villai to remove social media posts and not make new posts about the court matter and to only communicate with the board by email or letter. Villai failed to comply with the court order and the condominium moved to have him held in contempt in September 2021. A judge found he breached the order by speaking to staff members in an aggressive and sometimes threatening manner. Villai was set to move on to the penalty phase of the contempt proceedings in April 2022. But the condominium withdrew the hearing after he complied for a few months, but that didn't last. Villai allegedly breached the order again soon after, court documents show. The condominium alleged Villai approached and harassed security guards. They said the building lost security guards because of his behavior. On April 19, Villai posted a video about one of the board members. The video also says condominium directors are trying to systematically murder Villai in his home by electricity from the electrical room below, the condominium said in court filings. Villai posted on Facebook on April 20 saying, "If I Francesco Villai die, these people are totally and solely responsible for my death." He called out several board members by name in his posts, blaming them for his ill health. In July, he called one resident a demon and the devil, and a man a fat pig. A number of the residents filed a joint complaint to the condominium about him. In July, court heard six board members' application to have Villi's lawsuit tossed, saying it was frivolous and vexatious. A judge agreed. Mr. Villi believes that the electrical room which sits beneath his unit is improperly constructed, resulting in the emission of electromagnetic waves which have caused him significant pain and suffering over the years, Justice Joseph DeLuca wrote in his August decision. Mr. Villi believes that the board members of the corporation have actively engaged in efforts to intentionally harm him, likely at the behest of the powerful developer who built the condominium. Police said Monday that the motive for the shooting was part of their very complicated and very fluid investigation. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 19, 2022. Jordan Olmsted and Liam Casey, The Canadian Press.